Hi, and welcome to episode 3 of the Let Them Speak podcast, a podcast inspired by the upcoming work of Rebecca Cota and Rick Jeter. They're writing Let Them Speak, and it's actually just got off a pre-release, and we're excited for the final release coming soon. I'd just like to say, I want to apologize to Dr. Small. I called her a guest in last week's podcast. Guys, she is a moderator. Every single week, she will be here with me. She's not a guest moderator. She's not a co-host. She is a moderator. I think it's important that we establish that. So I'm sorry about that.
No problem. Thank you, Isaiah. And thank you for clarifying that. I'm just excited to be a moderator on Let Them Speak.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we've got some very special guests like we like to have every week. We've got members of each class, freshman, sophomore, junior, senior. We're just going to go around the table right now, and they're going to say their name and what grade they're in, starting with freshmen.
Okay, my name is Shalom Kamau, and I'm a freshman.
My name is Payson Robinson, and I am a sophomore.
Hi, my name is Odarian Moores, and I'm a senior.
My name is Logan Perry, and I'm a junior.
Okay. And the whole purpose of this podcast is, if you remember last week, we had Student Senate, and they're kind of already in leadership positions, whether that be freshman class president, senior class president, or executive body president. But all of you guys, I'm sure you can confirm that you're not in a leadership position here at Central, right?
Right.
Okay. So we're going to get started with the questions, and Dr. Small, start them off.
Okay, I'm really excited to find out what you all think student voice, what does student voice mean to you all? And you can answer one at a time. So what is student voice?
I think of it as like feedback from like students of what like administrators are doing or how students think things are running in the school and stuff like that.
I think student voice is just the students here or any school giving feedback to administrators on how they think we can make like the environment better for different students from different walks of life. And,
okay, that's good. That's great. Logan.
Jesus. I don't remember the question.
What is student voice to you? When you hear the word student voice, what does that mean?
To me, student voice is just letting the students take action instead of administrators, because that's what we've been doing this entire time, and obviously something has got to change, and so I think it's just a new outlet.
Thank you for sharing that. That's certainly something for us administrators to think about. So now that we know what student voice is at CHS, and we get a little radical with our podcast, do you feel like you have student voice?
So otherwise, in other words, do you feel like you have the opportunity and the outlet, like Logan said, the outlet to speak up?
At Central High School here.
Okay.
To a certain extent, I feel Ooh. Like I do. But at the same time, if I were to say something that may like not be so, I mean, it may not be supported, I mean, by the general like population.
Okay.
And for me to have like a certain idea and I want to share it and speak out about it, and there's a fear that comes with that, because I feel mm-hmm. like maybe I would be shunned or like, oh my gosh, that's not important. You're probably the only one that thinks that. And so,
thank you for sharing, Odarian. That is a lot for us to think about, because we want students to be able to safely voice their concerns or their ideas. So let me just share with you, here at Let Them Speak, you have the autonomy to do that. So we want you to speak honestly from your heart and not to have any fear when you're on Let Them Speak. Okay, Peyton.
I mean, in a way, I feel like we do have the opportunities, but in a way, I feel like some students maybe, you know, afraid to try to take that opportunity, because like you said, they might feel like they would be shunned. But I just feel like we need to find a way to make them feel like they don't need to be afraid, and to just use this opportunity before it's too late.
That's really good. Shalom.
I agree with both OD and Peyton. And, like, even if they feel, like, scared, I think that if they, like, found someone who is more confident in speaking out and, like, share their opinions with them and see if they agree. And if they do, then you could both go up to, like, an administrator or somebody else and speak that with somebody to get it out there.
So, you guys, it seems like half and half. You feel like sometimes you have a voice and sometimes you don't. On the half that you feel like you do have a voice, do you think that you can impact something? Like, that change can, like, start with your voice, just like a statement or a comment or concern? Do you feel like a big change can happen there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it could, but when there's... You may say something that's contrary to popular belief or what's in. Mm-hmm. And if you say something, like, that's not supported by, you know, a good majority of the student body, then I feel like that wouldn't go anywhere. They wouldn't go far. Because, I mean, as soon as you say it, oh, no, we're not. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that that's the same for, like, administrators?
Yes, I do.
Do you think that's the same?
Well, that leads us to another question. So here at Let Them Speak, we are the opportunity for you to have student voice. What do you want to say to your educators, your teachers, your administrators that you might not be comfortable saying to them face to face? What is something that you have wanted to say to your educators, your administrators, you know, teachers, that you might not be comfortable saying face to face, but you know that it has meaning and it needs to be said?
This is tricky. I feel like I have an answer for this one, but I can't get it out.
I know, like, in general, I just think that, like, some teachers, like, need to be more open to, like, new ideas, and, like, not to just, like, act like they're listening to you and then not do anything about it. And I just think, like, in general, some teachers and staff need to just, like, take it more seriously than just to, like, pretend you're listening to it.
Yes, because whenever you, like, tell adults, they're like, yeah, okay, I'll get back to that, you know, or I'll think more about that, and you never hear from them until you mention it, and they'll not even know what you're talking about.
Right.
What are some of the things that you would mention to them, and they say, oh, well, let's not worry about that right now. We'll worry about that later. What are some, like, specific examples? So we'll narrow it down to make it easier. Say, in the classroom with lesson teaching, what's something that you would want to say to one of your educators? Say they just taught a lesson and, you know, the class isn't really getting it, and you kind of want to be that voice in the classroom, and everybody else is afraid to tell the teacher that they don't understand it. So what is something that you would want to tell one of your teachers in that manner?
I would say, if we just want to tell them it, that does not work. And if I were, I mean, I wouldn't comment that way. I would be respectful. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And as a teacher, I feel like even though, like, maybe there's certain guidelines you have to follow to teach certain material to students, but at the same time, if you see it's not working for the children in your class, you should be able to notice that right off the bat. Like, if they're not responding in a way, you should be able to notice that. That's what you're here for. You're supposed to be able to give out information based on the environment.
Yeah, try to find different methods or reach out to the students along with other teachers and try to compromise on a new way to learn it.
So you're basically saying that you would rather have, or even maybe if the teacher was to ask, or the educator was to ask you, how do you learn best? Like, how are you going to get this material more spot on? Do you guys think that would be helpful before the lesson? Or no?
It kind of just, like, depends on the lesson, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, like, I mean, in, like, maybe in between the lessons, they can, like, ask the class, like, is this an efficient way that you guys are getting the information, or do I need to go a different route?
Right. And do you think that Do you think that educators right now, like where you are, do you think that they realize that a lot of stuff is being missed and we're not going back to look at it and look at our class and say, wow, they really didn't understand it? And do you think that a big part of that is they never asked? They never opened the door for my comments or concerns?
I mean, from personal experience, like, I've had a few teachers that have asked me, like, you know, I noticed you really don't understand this material. And they may ask, like, how do you feel like you can, like, understand it better? And, like, even if we were to give our feedback, I feel like the question is asked and then we give our feedback, but then it's not really, I don't know.
Effective?
Effective.
Yeah. Or you don't see evidence of your feedback being utilized.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask a question about that. How can we, because I always think of as administrator, helping teachers, helping students, what can we as educators and teachers and administrators do to make it easier or more acceptable for students to give feedback on instruction or practices or even procedures and rules around the school? Because I'm thinking about the things that I support. What can we do to help you have that voice and to give that feedback to teachers so that they are more receptive and we are more receptive?
I think teachers should definitely come off as more open and more open-minded to their students, because looking around, there's very, very few teachers that I would come to and be like, there needs to be a change here, because I don't feel like I'm being listened to.
Wow.
But I feel like that flows from the top, from like the school, like the top of the school board, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever position that may be. But if there's certain rules and regulations, like, I'm not saying rules and regulations are bad, because you have to follow the rules, but there should be freedom for teachers to basically put their own, like, personality and spin on whatever the curriculum is,
mm-hmm.
in order to teach their students. Because certain teachers I know, like, they're able to, I mean, I feel like if a teacher is able to form more of a better relationship with their students as far as, like, putting their personality into, like, their lessons, then that would be easier. But oftentimes the rules and regulations, like, sort of, you know, they're scared. They're just like, okay, if I do this, how will I, you know, what consequences would there be?
So you feel like teachers are also worried about consequences, mm-hmm. so they mm-hmm. stick, you feel like, and what I hear you saying, and you can correct me, is that they stick more rigidly to the curriculum because they're afraid of the consequences
mm-hmm.
from That's higher great. Administration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Thank you for sharing that.
You guys are talking about, like, teachers being more open. Well, like, one of my teachers, it's math class. So at, like, the beginning of the semester, they did, like, they had some changes to, like, the whole math department. And I think, like, at the beginning, it wasn't, like, it was like a not big change, but, like, it was a change. And I think my math teacher, he realized that something wasn't right, like, something wasn't being done right. And, like, he didn't really come to us, like, during lessons, but he would, like, change how the tests were or change,
wow.
like, how he was getting us prepared for the test. And, like, my test scores have, like, gone up. So, I mean.
Well, so basically, he took the advantage of, you know what, there might be a consequence behind switching some things up, but I'm going to do what's best for my kids in the classroom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's really good. Do you guys have any, the final question, do you have any goals or wishes? What do you wish is what do you wish would be happening with student voice? Like, not only on a classroom perspective, but just as a whole school, what do you wish was happening with student voice?
I just wish more people would speak their voice, but I think a lot of people are scared of, like, principals or assistant principals and, like, what they'd say or what they, like, try and avoid of what you have to say.
So that goes back to my last question. What can we do as educators and administrators to make it possible for students to have more voice? You say students are scared. They don't normally speak up. What can we do to create a system where student voice is naturally included in what we do, from your perspectives?
I feel like the first step would be to realize within yourself that everyone has a different belief. Everyone yeah. believes mm-hmm. something different.
That's good.
And that's what makes CHS what it is. We're diverse. We have different viewpoints on everything. And I feel like it should be more of a respect thing. Like if someone were to, like if I were to come to an administrator and give an opinion and basically say what I think would make our school better, I feel like that should be respected instead of just, you know, because as an administrator, not calling administrators old and stuff, but there are certain things that...
We are older.
yeah. But yeah, there are certain things that the student body may see the need for that some administrators might be like, nah.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just feel like we know what reaches our generation and our...
So basically, it's a call for administrators to stay tuned or stay connected to what's current, the current trends.
But also keeping, you know, the morale and stuff that you guys have.
So. Okay, well said.
All right, does anybody have anything else to add?
Okay, I want to add this. Wait, let me cough.
Coughing is allowed on the Let Them Speak podcast.
I'm like getting sick. I don't know.
That's okay.
Okay. Can I go back to, like...
Yes, you can go back to anything you want.
Okay. So, I just wish that student voice would just explode in this area because this is our school and this is how we're learning and what's effective for us. It's not really administrators and it's not teachers that are learning or getting stuff from this. It's the students.
All right, that is an amazing note to end on. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the third episode of
Let Them Speak,
a podcast inspired by the upcoming publication of the work Let Them Speak by Rebecca Cota and Rick Jetter. Go to letthemspeak.net to join the Let Them Speak project in order to lead student voice reform in your school, not only your school, but schools across the globe. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much.